Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And I can feel a little bit of the fever going on here this morning when it comes to the Guardians and what they were able to do and hopefully what is going to happen here in the future. Two games left against Detroit and then three over against Texas over the weekend. 6:40 tonight, Bybee will throw against Flaherty. And then tomorrow, 6:40 start, Messick is scheduled. It is open right now for the Tigers to see who they will start in tomorrow night's game. And then against Texas, Friday night, 7:10, Logan Allen's supposed to start that game. Saturday, they are looking at a 7:15 start. That game is televised by Fox. That's a big Fox game.
Fox.
Slade Ciccone is scheduled to pitch that game, 7:15. And then on Sunday, because it's the last day of the season, I think everybody starts at 3:10. So all those games are... or at least our game for sure is at 3:10.
That's correct. They have everybody playing at the same time. There's no Sunday night baseball or anything like that because they don't want anybody resting anybody in between.
So that's what you're looking at. So Texas 3:10, the final regular season. Let's keep saying that regular season home game against Texas. So
say it again, really?
Regular season.
That's beautiful.
Wow. I can't believe I just said that. Let's just keep going though. You got to worry about today.
Fingers crossed.
Worry about today. How about 29,000 last night? 29,571.
Apparently 15,000 pre-sale and walk-up crowd of about 15 grand.
I don't know how they do that,
that's
man.
That's beautiful.
Do you remember how hard it, before you had digital tickets too, remember how hard it was to try to, you'd sit there and if there was like only 15,000 pre-sold, the ticket windows could only handle it back in the day when they had people who were standing behind the windows. And by those people worked really hard too. I remember all good friends over there. Some good friends. Okay. Let's take a couple more phone calls. And we also want to remind you that if Kevin Stefanski pops in here at any moment, we will hear his press conference live from Berea. So we'll get the Kevin Stefanski press conference. Also, we think Joe Flacco is scheduled to speak today. We're going to hear from Daryl Ryder a little bit later in the show. Chris Rose is coming up at 11:20. We have all kinds of stuff. The other thing, too, we want to keep you abreast of is David Fry and what happened last night. Obviously, he took that fastball to the face. And, you know, most of us saw it. If you haven't seen it, I don't know that you want to go back and watch the video. He was taken to the Cleveland Clinic last night. We have not heard any updates. If we get any updates on David Fry, we will tell you immediately what we know and where we're here and where we're going with that, too. Because, again, you know, Stephen Vogt and Tarek Skubal last night both were talking about how there are things much more important than baseball. And I got to tell you,
whole new respect for Skubal if he didn't have it already.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about him for what he said last night and his reaction. I mean, you realize, you know, we all sit here and we watch it and we all think it's a TV show, but these are real guys, real people, real families, you know, and Skubal knew it as soon as it hit him. And like, I have all kinds of respect for him, all kinds of respect for, I mean, forget about the fact that he's one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. I don't know, someone that actually has a heart and is human and like emotional and just like saw everything that was happening and was caring. And, you know, there was interviewed after the game and said he was trying to text or he was sure that Fry's phone was blowing up. But I guarantee you those guys will talk at some point here too. So, you know, things bigger than baseball, right, Jeff?
No question about that.
All right, again, we're waiting for Kevin Stefanski. Let's take a couple phone calls, though, real quick. Demos is in Shaker Heights. Demos!
Hey. All right, so I'm super excited. And think about this as far as the Guardians go. Baseball is a sport where if you get a hit a third of the time, you're doing great, okay? when you're talking about just streakiness and momentum and just how the end of this year is playing out, you know, Detroit is just has lost it mentally. And we are contributing to that because, like you said earlier, we're the one catching up to them. So the you cannot take a sport like baseball that has such low odds of success on every given play and think that you can sustain that. You know, when we talk about how good the Guardians have been over the last 20 years, they're like the fifth best team, and they still have only won like 52-53% of the games. Maybe it's not even that high. It's crazy in baseball how close to being horrible you are, and from one year to the next, Demos, without really...
I mentioned something yesterday to somebody. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off. I said, if you win 100 games in baseball, you've had a really, really good season, right?
Yeah, it's crazy good.
That means you've lost 62 games.
Yeah.
You've only won 38 more than you lost.
It is. What's the line is, it's a game of failure, right? If you know you're going to make an out 7 out of 10 times to make it to the Hall of Fame, it's a game of failure.
So what matters at this time of the year? The pitching. That's why, you know, they always say that the pitching is what carries you through the playoffs. And I'm telling you, since the Class A fiasco, I think that our entire staff has kind of like buckled down and said, we're going to do this, because that's what's been driving us over the past month. You know, I mean, we have had some timely hitting from the back of the lineup too, but we're going to need that in the playoffs, no doubt. When we go again, you know, let's just say we make it to the World Series again and we play the Dodgers, you know, we better have our A game. You know, I mean, everybody's got to be focused. So let's enjoy this and know that, like, remember a couple of years ago, 22 game streak, maybe we peaked too early, right? Hmm. Maybe now we're peaking at the exact right time for us, and maybe it's our year.
There you go.
All right, Demos, thank you. Got about a minute here. Anthony, Cleveland Heights. Heights high!
Heights high. Okay, so real quick, I'm not going to do any apologizing for the way we scored in the sixth inning. It's like trestle ball or the own goal in soccer. You make things happen. I want to get real quick to this front office and the job they did. They were 21st in batting last year. Chris Antonetti said, you know, earlier this week, he said, we decided at the end of the season we needed more pitching, which is an astounding thing to think about when they were 21st in batting. They traded Naylor. People got upset about it. Because they traded Naylor, it opened up salary to sign Junis, Esta, Allard, Slade Ciccone, Ortiz. It all matters right now. So it wasn't as much about them buckling down as much as the pitching staff did, as much this organization got this team the pitching help they needed. They went to dead last in batting this year, dead last in batting. Admittedly, they are in first place. So you have to give this organization credit for having the foresight and realizing we need pitching. Naylor's an asset. Go get more pitching.
Thank you, Anthony. It's the anti-90s, isn't it? The anti-90s.
Love Slade. I'd still rather have Josh. At least, you know, we need some offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.